Show, transcribed direct from Fort Belvoir, Virginia, with Les Brown and his band of renown. Our special guest, Marilyn Maxwell. And here he is, Bob Hope.
Thank you very, very much. Tonight we're at Fort Belvoir, Virginia, doing a show for the Army Engineers. I want to tell you that this outfit was founded 200 years ago by George Washington, and he's still with it. The draft boards... draft boards around here won't take any excuse. I was at the main gate a few hours ago, and a couple of privates were explaining why they were returning late from their furloughs. And you know, it's really hard to believe this place was started by George Washington, who couldn't tell a lie. This camp is located approximately where George Washington threw that silver dollar across the Potomac. In fact, when the dollar landed, the Fort Belvoir private yelled, "You're fated." That's the official name of this place, Fort Belvoir, but it's rather confusing. This fort is surrounded on three sides by the Potomac River and is very beautiful in the evening. All you can hear is the croaking of the frogs and an occasional splashing of a private who got tired of waiting for the bus to the city. When I arrived, I expected a big welcome, but there was just one picture of me nailed up on a highway sign, and I wasn't too happy about it. The sign said, "This way to Lynchburg." This whole fort is really a big school for engineers, you know. I asked the commanding officer how many of these engineers are surveyors. He said, "On Saturday night, all of them." Wait, I'll get my slide rule and go with you. While I'm here, I'm going to attend a dinner for the White House press correspondents. I love these Washington dinners. The Republicans sit in one group, the Independents sit in another group, and the Democrats sit under the table and beg for bones. Eisenhower has proven that military men do all right in civilian life, and Mrs. Eisenhower has been accepted as a member of the DAR because she had an ancestor who fought in the Revolution. There was some question about it until an eyewitness clinched the whole thing. I want to tell you that Crosby has been a great help. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to have you meet glamorous Marilyn Maxwell right here.
Bob.
Well, Marilyn, are you enjoying our visit to Fort Belvoir?
Oh, yes, Bob. It's a wonderful place, and everybody's been so kind to us.
They sure have. Did you hear what the commanding officer said when I told him I was coming here?
Yes, Bob, I heard what he said, but you came anyway, didn't you?
Please, Marilyn, we're in Virginia where the Southern comfort doesn't talk back.
Doesn't matter anyway. I'm enjoying it very, very much.
Yeah, it's a great place. Isn't this a healthy-looking bunch of boys?
Oh, yes, Bob. Doesn't it make you wish you were one?
If you could change into a man, I'd put a stranglehold on you.
And then what would you do?
Wait for you to change back into a girl. But they are a swell bunch of guys, Marilyn. The whole camp is at our service. Anything you want, just ask for it.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah, Marilyn, you may not have noticed, but I swing an awful lot of weight.
I certainly have noticed it. Tell me, how long have you been walking that way?
Ever since I took my last samba lesson at Arthur Murray's. From the waist down, I'm high dramatic.
Bob, the thing that particularly impressed me about this place is the way the men here act toward a girl.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, they have such good manners. When they're introduced, they take your hand and smile and bow. They show that real Southern courtesy.
Well, that's to be expected, Marilyn. We're in Virginia now, and every one of these boys is a Southerner. Hmm. Some of them come from as far down as South Dakota and Idaho.
I'm not joking, Bob. One soldier was wonderful to me today.
Who's that?
The sentry at the main gate. For a kiss, he let me in free.
Why, Maryland, there's no admission charge. Oh, I see. Oh, there's a kid that's going to be general someday.
I wish somebody would give me a good recipe for southern fried chicken.
For southern fried chicken? Well, it's easy to prepare, Marilyn. You just fry the chicken in batter, stick it in the oven, and keep basting it with mint juleps.
You keep basting it with mint juleps? For how long?
Well, you don't have to time it. When the oven door opens and it walks out whistling Dixie, that's southern fried...
What are we going to do on the show tonight, Bob?
Well, we're doing a play, Caesar and Cleopatra.
Just the two of us?
Can you think of a better arrangement? No, I've asked one of the boys here at Fort Belvoir to help us out and take a part.
Here I am, Mr. Hope.
Well, how do you do? Private Dasher. How
are
you?
Bob.
Say, do you know who that is standing next to you, Private Dasher? It happens to be Marilyn Maxwell.
Hello, Dasher.
Hello, Miss Maxwell.
Now, Private Dasher, as I said, we're doing a play tonight.
Hello, Miss Maxwell.
And you have a part in it.
Hello, Miss Maxwell.
So I'm counting on you to do a good job.
Hello, Miss Maxwell.
Why do you keep saying hello, Miss Maxwell?
I can't help it. My balls are stuck.
Now, this kid needs a weekend pass. So.
Sorry, Mr. Hope. I'm not used to this. Guess I'm a little flustered.
I know how it is. Just relax, Dasher. Now, to put you at your ease, I won't talk about myself. I'll talk about you for a while. Have you seen my new picture?
Yeah, I saw that picture.
How'd you like it?
Swell. And Miss Maxwell, I guess you enjoyed making those love scenes with Bob.
Oh, I did. I enjoyed every bruise of it.
You always complain about the way I do love scenes. What's wrong with my lovemaking?
Well, Bob, you go about it wrong. When a girl comes over to you to kiss you, you're supposed to take her gently in your arms as if she were a tender flower.
Take her gently in my arms as if she were a tender flower?
Yes. You're not supposed to grab her as if she were a wet mop and you were trying to wring her out.
Well, I learned that from a soldier. It's known as the KP clutch. Now, look, Private Dasher, let's concentrate on the play we're doing tonight. Do you think you can handle an acting part?
Well, I've had a little experience. When I was a kid in grammar school, I was the only boy in a drama class of 60 girls.
No kidding. Well, how could a guy get in there with all those girls?
Even in those days, I was an engineer.
You brought the bridge with you, too, boy. I can just see you chasing a girl with a mind detector, but I want to tell you, Private Dasher, good acting is just a matter of practice. I even practice reading scenes aloud when I take a bath.
Well, I'd want to practice more than once a year.
I knew he'd get even for that bridge crack. Well, okay, if you don't want any advice, let's start the play.
Just a minute, Mr. Hope. Who are you?
This is my agent, Corporal Jerry Martin.
Corporal Jerry Martin, huh? Now, wait a minute. You're Private Dasher's agent?
That's right. I handle all his business affairs, and I get a percentage of everything he does.
You get a percentage, huh? Well, what happens when he goes out on a date?
Well, he buys the girl flowers, takes her to dinner, takes her to a show, buys her a midnight snack, and then pays for the cab ride home.
Well, where do you come in?
I kiss her goodnight.
Well, that's not very fair to Private Dasher.
Well, I'm not going to kiss Dasher goodnight.
Well, it's been very nice meeting you, and I,
Just a minute. Dasher doesn't act in this show unless he gets paid.
Paid?
That's right. We're getting up some money to buy our mess sergeant a going-away gift.
Well... Well, where's he going?
No place, but we thought he might take the hint.
Well... I might be willing to contribute $50.
Let's see, $50. 10% of that would be $5.
Is that what you get?
No, that's what Dasher gets.
Now, wait a minute. The agent is only supposed to get 10%. The performer gets the 90%.
I know that, and you know that, but let's not confuse Dasher.
Okay, it's a deal. Now, we're ready to start the play. Marilyn.
Yes?
Now, here's your part. In this scene, you play a woman who is loved by many men. But you only have eyes for me because you think I'm the most handsome, talented, intelligent man in the world.
Oh, good. I've never played a crazy woman before.
What part do I play, Mr. Hope?
Well, Private, there are two male leads in this play. One is a flat-footed, nearsighted, broken-down weakling.
That takes care of you. What about me?
Look, would you care to repeat that remark after the broadcast tonight?
I'm going to be busy later. I asked Miss Maxwell for a date.
You're going out with Marilyn?
That's right.
That's just like an engineer, always building something. Here's a little number done by Marilyn Maxwell and yours truly in the Paramount picture Off Limits. Number written by Evans and Livingston, all about love. Come in, Marilyn.
You came on the scene. You taught me what a kiss could mean. And I learned all about love from you.
I was all alone, no sweet talk on my telephone. Then I learned all about love from you.
Do I need your kiss?
Mm.
Do I live for this?
Mm.
Well, unless I miss my guess, if you should lose me, blues would choose me.
Here in your embrace, I found the thrill I can't replace. For I learned all about love from you.
You came on the scene.
Only passing by.
You taught me what a kiss could mean.
Glad I caught your eye.
And I learned all about love. All about love from you. I was all alone.
I was home at night.
No sweet talk on my telephone.
Now we hugged a line.
Then I learned all about love. All about love from you.
We're living for loving.
Do I need your kiss?
Oh, oh, yeah.
Do I live for this?
Oh, oh, yeah.
Well, unless I miss my guess, if you should lose me, blues would choose me here in your embrace.
Baby, you're so real.
I found the thrill I can't
display. That's
delay.
The way I feel.
For I learned all about love,
all about love from you.
And now, folks, we're ready for our play. Let's have the announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight the players present scenes from a great play, Caesar and Cleopatra. Our production stars Marilyn Maxwell and Private Dasher. The scene opens...
Oh, wait, wait. Just a minute. Mad boy. Look, I'm in this play. I'm in this play, too.
Oh, yes, the play is a tragedy.
And your paycheck is going to be another one. Look, I'll introduce the play myself. Ladies and gentlemen, as our scene opens...
Oh, Bob.
Yes?
I'm Colonel Beasley, the commanding officer here.
Oh, how do you do, Colonel? What can I do for you?
Well, I see you've given one of my men a part in your show, Bob.
That's right.
Well, I just thought that... Well, you might have come to me direct.
Colonel, you mean you'd like to appear with me?
Well, there's a little ham in all of us, Bob. And this would be a wonderful chance to take a lesson from the master.
What an answer I could give him if I like bread and water. You know, Colonel, acting isn't as easy as you think. For instance...
Hello, Colonel Beasley.
Well, how do you do, Miss Maxwell?
Now, for instance, you need lots of experience.
Nice to see you, Miss Maxwell.
Oh, thank you.
No, what I mean is you just can't start right out.
You know, Miss Maxwell, we don't get many glamorous movie stars here at Fort Belvoir.
Oh, you're very kind, Colonel.
You see, acting requires a lot of concentration.
Miss Maxwell, I wonder if I could have some small souvenir of your visit.
Why, of course, Colonel. I'll give you an autographed picture.
Fine. I'll give you a set of insignia.
Or anyone... anyone want an old Hopalong Cassidy garter belt?
Will I see you after the show?
You certainly will, Miss Maxwell.
Well, I'll be looking forward to it.
Fine. Now, Bob, what were you trying to say?
Nothing. I'm just standing here waiting for the bus to town. Now, if you don't mind, Colonel, we'd like to start our play.
All right, Bob. Here's your script.
The script?
I borrowed it for a few minutes. I wanted to look it over.
Look it over? Why?
Just routine. As commanding officer, I wanted to make sure there weren't any words in there that these fellows shouldn't hear.
Oh, well, that's fine. I certainly wouldn't want to offend any of the sergeants present.
Incidentally, I took the liberty of rewriting a few lines, Bob.
You rewrote a few lines?
Yes, some of them wouldn't have been very interesting to soldiers.
Oh, well, I can understand that. You see, Shakespeare was in the Navy. But if you change the play a little bit... To make it more entertaining to the fellas, I'm all for it. Let's do it, Marilyn. Les, a little music, please.
And now, one of the great love stories of all time. Caesar and Cleopatra. Caesar has conquered all the known world to win the love of Cleopatra. As the curtain rises, we find him with his manservant preparing for a rendezvous with the Queen of the Nile.
Regard me, knave. Am I not the handsomest man in all Egypt? Ah, the beautiful women who have thrown themselves at my feet.
What women, sire?
Get on with it, Aurelius. The queen awaits me.
I shall make all haste, sire. I have rubbed thy head with oil of balm, thy chest with oil of lotus, thy feet and thy limbs with oil of pine. What can I do for thee now, sire?
Crank me down and get me off the grease rack. Look, be sure that the baskets we take to Cleopatra are loaded with the rarest delicacies. Dates from Smyrna, figs from Syria, pomegranates from Corsica, grape citrus, papayas, and Persian melons. The queen is dilettante among gourmets.
She's a what, sir?
A chowhound. Chowhound? Now, where did that line come from?
That's one of the lines I changed, Bob. Thought it might be more interesting for the boys.
Oh, I see, Colonel. Thanks a big heap. I go now, Cleopatra. The flower of the Nile awaits me.
Cornelia?
Yes, my queen?
Who awaits at the portal?
We think it is Caesar. The guard is about to announce him.
Announcing Julius Caesar. Lord of Corinth. Lord of Rome. And Lord of Macedon.
I'm also Lord of Pimlico. You did very well, Private Dasher. And I'll do everything I can to help your re-enlistment there. Thank you.
For mine eyes thou art, O noble. Is it verily thou? Is it truly thou?
Yes, it's Mao.
Methinks that somehow thou dost look different tonight, Caesar.
I was hoping you'd notice, Cleo. It is because of the gift thou gave me from the New World. How do they look?
Oh, Caesar, thou art not supposed to wear them as earrings. Those are Silex coffee pots.
Well, I thought they went very well with my glass slippers.
Thou get thy broad biceps?
Hurling the discus.
And where didst thou get thy broad shoulders?
Throwing the javelin.
And where didst thou get thy broad...
Sliding down pyramids. Dido, how lovely thou art tonight. How silken thy tresses, how red thy lips, and thine eyes. Ah, thine eyes shine like a mess kit on inspection day. A mess kit on inspection day.
That's another line I changed, Bob.
Oh, I never would have known.
Caesar.
Drop in any time, Colonel.
Caesar, come close to me, my sweet. We waste time, and minutes are like precious jewels. Behind thy left ear there is a fragrance of rose. Thy hair has the scent of heliotrope. And thy right ear has the perfume of hyacinth.
Yeah, I'm test pilot for Taboo.
Oh, enfold me in thy strong arms, Caesar. Ah, dearest, thou art truly a great lover. Thou art the greatest lover in Araby, the greatest lover in Saxony, the greatest lover in all of Europe. Me, Caesar. Let me kiss thou as thou hast never been kissed before. Here. What's that sound?
The coffee in the Silex percolating.
Oh, thanks for the memory.
I want to thank Commanding Officer General Stanley Scott, Lieutenant Colonel Frank Clark, Captain Richard Lewis, SFC Sally Belote, Corporal Jerry Martin, Corporal John Wilson, the announcer, PFC Tom Dasher, all of them, a wonderful guy, PFC Horace Drew, PFC Merle Garner, also Commander Bishop, our project officer, and Captain Francis Gilbert for helping us out here at Fort Belvoir. Without these people, I don't think we could have made it. You know, ladies and gentlemen, in June 1778, an order was issued from General Headquarters, Valley Forge, setting up a school of engineering in the Army of the United States. From that beginning, 175 years ago, the School of Engineers here at Fort Belvoir has become one of the most efficient, respected military organizations in the world. When you go to a newsreel and see pictures of a new bridge that saved lives and time, it's safe to bet a couple of bucks that some boys from Fort Belvoir have been busy. I saw the work of the engineers myself, and I'll sign a statement any time that these guys have the know-how and the guts it takes to get the hard things done in any war. There's no greater tribute for a GI than the tribute paid to him by another man in uniform. A general by the name of Eisenhower said it all when he said, "The engineers, those unsung heroes, have mastered the trickiest instruments of modern warfare." Thank you.
Show is brought to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.